This is the Dr. Chris Lib Podcast. Welcome to a special series called Bone Saws, Bring It Back. The class name for the University of Alberta Medical Class of 2013 is the Bone Saws, and we will have a 10-year class reunion in November 2023. As many people are planning to attend, I'm recording short interviews to help us all catch up. This episode's featured guest is Dr. Jenna Pilippo. She completed her residency in psychiatry and fellowship in child and adolescent psychiatry at the University of Saskatchewan in Saskatoon. She sees kids and teens with various mental health conditions in her outpatient practice, through consults from the ER, and in inpatient hospital wards. She also does a clinic in Prince Albert, mostly seeing kids on clozapine. She lives in Saskatoon with her wife and pets. Alrighty, welcome to another episode of Bone Saws, Bring It Back. And today we've got Dr. Jenna Pilippo. How's it going, Jenna?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Great. So why don't you give us a summary of where your career has taken you?
So after leaving med school, I was matched to a residency in Saskatoon, and I've stayed there. I love Saskatoon. For those of you who haven't visited, you should. It's a great little city. I completed my residency in psychiatry and then did a fellowship in child and adolescent psychiatry, which is actually an area that I never thought that I was interested in earlier in even my residency. But yeah, I'm loving it. So I'm out now. I graduated right at the beginning of the pandemic. Yeah, which is, I don't really recommend starting your practice right at the beginning of a COVID pandemic. It's like not a super easy thing to do. But yeah, I've been practicing now for about 3 years. I do a mixture of outpatients. I do some inpatients. We have a pretty nice little group of child psychiatrists in Saskatoon. And so we share rotating through the ward. So I do outpatients, and then every once in a while I'll do 2 weeks of inpatients. I also have a small clinic that I started. I go up to Prince Albert, Saskatchewan. I did this because our one practicing child psychiatrist in Prince Albert actually passed away, leaving a really large practice of kids and adolescents who didn't have child psychiatrists. And I was really, really concerned at the beginning of the pandemic about the kids in that practice who were on clozapine and didn't have a child psychiatrist, and hadn't for about 2 years, actually, before I started going up there. So I took on that task of seeing all those kids, in part because I was like, somebody should do something. And they're like, yeah, you should. And so I kind of voluntold myself for that job. But so that's been a bit of a learning curve, and definitely helped me to just be more comfortable in managing some complex needs. And I never thought I'd have a clozapine clinic, but I do. So that's exciting. Yeah, that's what I've been up to.
Cool. So from your vantage point and through your specialty, just wondering, what is your opinion on the state of medicine/healthcare?
Oh, man. Child psychiatry is a super busy profession. I think we had a wait list of about 2 to 3 years to see a child psychiatrist before the pandemic. And I actually don't even know what our stats are now. So like, I knew I was getting into that, you know, through fellowship, like it's a super busy specialty. The need is great. And I think even before the pandemic, things were stretched, you know, in terms of funding, access. I don't think things have gotten better through the pandemic. I think a lot of healthcare workers are just really burnt out. I think that a lot of people are looking at opportunities elsewhere just to ease some of that stress and that burnout. And as people leave, I think it becomes even more challenging for those of us who are still in the profession and in the system. I'm worried about like some of the funding, definitely, not just for healthcare itself, but for some of the systems that interact with healthcare. For example, we interact a lot with social services, looking at like kids who are in care, kids who need housing. And there's just like less and less resources, in my opinion, less and less placements, less and less opportunities to support youth. And it makes our job harder for sure.
Right. Okay, well, just knowing that it sounds like you are interacting in so many different places in your specialty, what excites you the most in your area of medicine?
Oh, man. I love dealing with kids and teenagers. They are so funny. I have so many kids who make me laugh every day and who are just, it's amazing, like their capacity to heal, to get better. That's one of the things that I love the most is when you help in some way and things are just going really well. You know, those are the successes that I make a conscious effort to celebrate those wins. That's really what is the best part, I think.
All right. So switching gears a bit here, we were in the same graduating class in med school. So what's your favorite memory from medical school?
That is the hardest question, Chris. I don't know. There's so many. The one that I was thinking about, I think like we always remember the beginning and the end of things the most, right? And so I was thinking, you know, those are kind of some of the most memorable times. And I was thinking about the beginning and actually one moment when we were first in our anatomy lab, like in the cadaver lab, and we were all dressed in our white coats because you have to be for anatomy. And we were all, I think, just so like nervous and excited. And we were, the whole class was there because it's like a mandatory session. So just looking across and just seeing the sea of white coats was just, I think it was a moment that I was like, oh yeah, no, like this is real. And I think that was one of the moments that is the most like etched in my memory. The second would be, I think, at the end, you know, when we were doing Bendite and our class was all like standing on the stage at the end and we were just so happy to be there and it was so much fun. That's probably the second memory.
Yeah, I guess Midnight is just a great showcase for all the skills that we have within our medical class. And I think a great celebration for us to have something to be together and to do together. The last question here is, what would you tell your younger med school version of yourself?
I would say that medicine and the career of medicine is a marathon and not a sprint. I think we always kind of are looking at the next thing, right? Like when we're in med school, it's always like the next unit or the next exam, the next rotation. And then as we get to be residents, you know, it's still kind of the next rotation, the next project. And then you become staff, right? And then it's just the next hurdle, you know, whatever you're taking on. And I think a lot of times we just push through so much. I think as people in medicine, we're encultured so much to do that, to just push through the hard parts. And I think that's one of the things that I would tell myself, like, if you need time for something, you know, to be a human, take it. You know, you're a human in medicine, you're a person in medicine, right? Who it's a career, hopefully, that we'll all stay in for a long, long time. That's the advice I'd give.
Well, you know what, Jenna, thank you so much for sharing today. And dealing with child and adolescent psychiatry, I think it can be very intimidating. So it takes a lot of courage to be there. And then also serving your community by helping out in Prince Albert, I'm sure that they appreciate that. So thank you so much for being part of all of this. And we'll look forward to catching up down the road.
Thanks.